This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We've all seen a beloved neighborhood business one day close its doors permanently. It can be like losing a member of the family. It was a shop that you went to as a child, and maybe even your parents went to in their childhood, but it couldn't keep up with the rising cost and real estate demands, and so it was a loss for you and for the city. How do we keep this from happening more as rapid growth is coming to parts of San Antonio, like around the missions? What are some local businesses that you think need to be recognized as part of San Antonio's character and legacy? What business do you see go away that you still miss even today? Call in. The number is 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet us at tprsource. We're joined this afternoon by Sharon Miller, Director of the Office of Historic Preservation for the City of San Antonio, Colleen Swain, the Director of the City of San Antonio's World Heritage Office, Javier Gutierrez is with us, he's the owner of the Del Bravo Records Shop, and Andrew Aguiano is the Executive Director of Southside First. And again, the number to call in is 210-614-8980. And Sharon Miller at the Office of Historic Preservation for the City of San Antonio, talk about this program. What are we doing here?
Sure. So our Legacy Business Program is really envisioned to help identify businesses that are an important part of our authenticity in San Antonio and then recognize those businesses through the program. In order to qualify to be a legacy business, a business must have been in operation for 20 years or more. Another way that they could qualify is if it's a business that's been owned through successive generations of the same family or located in a historic district or historic neighborhood. So there are a number of ways that a business may qualify. And then through the program, we will be helping to promote those businesses. It'll be a way for the businesses really to literally get on the map. We'll be doing both print and online maps of these legacy businesses. And then there'll also be like window decals that they can display and a logo that they can utilize to help market the business from their side too as a legacy business. And then ultimately, if in the World Heritage area, then there also is a proposed grant program that Colleen can talk more about.
Well, so Colleen Swain, tell us more about the grant program. So now we're talking about the money. There's money on the table, and that this part still needs to be approved by council?
That's correct. We're going to council on February 8th for approval of the program. It's a pilot.
So just want to be clear, so there is an overall legacy recognition program that's already in place, and that is happening, but then we're talking about a money aspect, grants provided, because when it comes down to running a business, it's all about, you know, you got to worry about the money, and so there is money available, and that's this part that will be approved, possibly approved by City Council on February 8th.
Correct. And it is a pilot. And in order to qualify for the funding, you first have to be listed as a legacy business. Then you must be within the World Heritage Buffer Area or within a 2-mile radius of Missions Concepcion, San Jose, San Juan, or Espada. And then what we can provide to those businesses is our matching grants. There's $10,000 available for a facade grant that is matching. There's also $10,000 available for landscaping, parking, or signage improvements. So a business could qualify for up to $30,000 in grants. They will have to match it dollar for dollar. Additionally, we are working with Southside First to provide capacity building classes. So oftentimes these businesses just need more information. How do you get listed up top on Google? How do you do a TripAdvisor rating? We have a mobile responsive website called worldheritagesa.com, and we already list businesses. So if you are at Mission San Jose, you decide you're hungry, you want to go get something to eat, you can look at this map and determine, hey, there's a business just down the road, here's the TripAdvisor rating, and it's a legacy business. I should go there. It makes my visit to San Antonio all that more authentic, and we're keeping it local.
So let's talk about the Southside First, and Andrew Aguiano, your executive director, and talk about your organization and the services y'all provide.
So we officially launched, we were an initiative that was launched by the South San Antonio Chamber of Commerce to do economic development assessments across Southside, south of Highway 90. And in that work, we discovered that there was a need to be a convener and bring more small business resources to the South Side, meaning that we saw that there was close to 7,000 businesses south of Highway 90, and all of the access to capacity building programs tended to be downtown or in other areas of the San Antonio. And if you're a Southsider like me, we know that north of 90 is too far. So it was important for us to identify the types of partners and programming that we could bring to the South Side so that we could build capacity amongst those businesses. And, you know, I always know that, you know, the South Side is really where the soul of San Antonio. So you have a lot of legacy businesses and in Colleen's area in particular, which also happens to be my neighborhood, just to kind of let our audience know that that is my neighborhood. So there are businesses there that need this sort of support. And so we can leverage our resources with the World Heritage, and now we have a beautiful public library in the neighborhood, that we can start bringing those resources to the South Side.
Well, let's talk to someone who has seen recognition for the family business. This is Javier Gutierrez, owner of Del Bravo Record Shop, talking about the soul of the South Side. We got the South Side sound, and there's a lot of soul there. So talk about your record shop. What do I find when I go to your record shop?
Well, you'll still find vinyl at the store. We still sell compact discs and turntable needles, cassettes. We still carry cassettes. And, you know, for us, it's we've been there since 1966. So we carry a lot of history behind us. My mother and my father, Salome and Diamantina Gutierrez, opened the store on Old Highway 90. Our first store opened at a little shopping center there at the corner of 36 and Old Highway 90. And we continued on, and they opened up a few other stores there. But we continue to strive there through the years. We've had hard times, good times, but we continue to work.
Your store is much beloved. People really respond to it. I mean, they feel a close connection to it.
You know, I think we've been in the neighborhood so long. We consider, to clarify ourselves, we consider being in the west side of San Antonio, in the heart of the west side. So we've contributed, you know, to the neighborhood in our own way, in having music for our customers. We base ourselves in a lot of conjunto, Tejano, Latin music. We do sell, you know, your 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, English music as well, considered oldies to us. But we do have a following. We do have our loyal customers that have been with us throughout the years, customers that we have from out of town. But with technology today, you know, it's rough for us, and it's been like that for the past 8-9 years. You know, we did consider closing the store years back when technology hit us.
Like MP3s and downloads and things like that.
Downloads, all that hurt us. Now, we're not just a music store. We operate a music publishing company. We collect royalties for Latin writers. So that hit us hard as well, because the sales aren't there in physical products. So things changed for us throughout the years.
But so we're going to find out about how things are going moving into the future, how this designation can help your business and other businesses like yours, why you are an important part of San Antonio's culture and character, and we have to take care and have stewardship for these enterprises to make sure they don't go away into the future. If you want to call in, talk about your favorite local business, number is 210-614-8980. Let's hear your nominations. The Source continues after this break. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The San Antonio Office of Historic Preservation has a pilot program that will look at San Antonio businesses that contribute to the authentic identity of the city. The aim is to provide some sustaining long-term businesses near the historic missions of the South Side to make sure some of these businesses that you know and love, they've been there since you were a little kid, that they don't disappear as property values change and demands change in the areas. Give us a call if you've got a question or a comment. If you've got a business that you want to nominate, doesn't have to be in the South Side, anywhere in San Antonio. We want to hear what are the businesses that we should be patronizing in order to make sure that they don't fade away. 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. Zero. And Shannon Miller, director of the Office of Historic Preservation for the City of San Antonio, how did this program come about? How did y'all come up with this?
Well, that's a great question. We hosted an international symposium last year called the Living Heritage Symposium. And one of the reasons that we brought in the experts that we brought in was that we were already interested in creating a legacy business program. It was one of the things that had been suggested through some of the World Heritage Symposia that were held.
So is this something, lessons learned from other cities?
It absolutely is. It's kind of we've looked at a lot of best practices, and, you know, small businesses are so important to our local economy, and we know that. And we know that when people travel, they want to have an authentic experience. And people, when you're local, you know, they want to do things that support local business. And so we saw it as an opportunity to really help promote those businesses. And you're right, we are definitely encouraging people to make those nominations. Anybody who has suggestions, if they want to tweet us, on any social media, we can be reached at SA Preservation. And there's a hashtag, LegacyBizSA. We're encouraging people to utilize to nominate these businesses. We will have a first round of announcements after the Del Bravo Record Shop on February the 7th, and we encourage people to stay tuned for that. And then throughout the year, we'll continue to have announcements of new legacy businesses that have been designated.
Well, we're getting some recommendations from our callers already. The number is 210-614-8980, and Chip has called in. And Chip, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, thanks a lot. I just wanted to mention Little's Boot Shop at 110 Division Avenue. They are a legacy family-owned business going back at least three generations, more than that. I believe the current owner is Dave Little. And I have boots, handmade boots from Little's Boot Shop. My father has handmade boots, and my oldest son has handmade boots.
Was it a rite of passage to get your first pair of boots from Little's?
Yeah, and Little's was making handmade custom boots for stars and celebrities all over the country long before any boot shop in Austin, Texas.
All right. Chip, we appreciate that. So Colleen Swain, do you want to address that?
Well, Little's is absolutely on our list, and that's one of the reasons why we went 2 miles outside of the Mission, because that's one of the businesses that absolutely I grew up on the South Side, and they're a fantastic, wonderful legacy business.
And so there's lots of types of businesses out there. I'm thinking of a boxing gym or any types of thing. They're recognized. They may not be part of your world, but they're a very important part of other people's worlds. And many of these, they're always on the bubble. You know, it's always a struggle to keep these things going. So Andrew, over at Southside First, you know, what are some businesses that people need to be thinking about?
Well, I think that in terms of you know, restaurants. I think we have a huge old culinary scene in San Antonio.
There's going to be a lot of competition to see who's going to get snagged this recognition here.
Right. I can just think about when you cross, especially again, of course, I work on the South Side, so I apologize that, you know, I'm going to be ultra South Side. But you look across you look at restaurants like Nietzsche's, who are actually North Side now. Actually, mm-hmm. They started in the Mission Heritage Corridor. Those are folks that would qualify for this type of project, for this type of programming. But then I think, it's these, we have to look at these multi-generational. There's a lot of businesses run by patriarchs and matriarchs, and that part of the programming we're going to need to begin to look at. And one of the things that I'm looking at right now, we kind of started this, is mentorship programs, because we do have multi-generational businesses that have been quite successful. HEB is a perfect example of a multi-generational business that has
not quite a small business.
Not a small business, but it started small, right? And they grew, right? And so, or the Cortez family started small and grew.
That's with Mi Tierra.
And Mi Tierra. And so we do have great, Kielbasa is another one, started small and grew big. So there's a lot of great examples.
And there's the Blanco Cafe, San Miguel family.
Right, them as well. I mean, so we have some great examples, and I think we need to be looking at those case studies and using those for these other small businesses in the area to see, hey, how can we keep that multi-generational family business run by your family?
Here's another caller, and this is John. And John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me, David. I just want to point out a business that is gone, that was a neighborhood place that is that people who were devotees of it still talk about. That's Colonna's Pizzeria. It was down on the corner of Commercial and Military across from Bud Jones, another definitely a legacy business. And the other one I'd like to mention that's no longer there is a place called BJ Southside Music. And the gentleman that owns the record store there made me think of it because they catered to the local market, which was a lot of country pickers. But also they sold Bajo Sextos and Gabinelli accordions in there. And since they closed, there is no music store of any kind on the South Side, including one I think is a real opportunity for someone in that business, is high school band instruments. There's a big market gap there, and they have to go north to get that. So if anybody out there wants to spread the word of a good opportunity, I'd like to see it happen. I don't need it, but I think it'd be a great thing for a lot of people.
All right, John, thank you for your comments on that. So let's talk about how a music store really adds to the culture of a part of San Antonio. And so Javier Gutierrez at Del Bravo Record Shop, how do you see your role in the community?
I think we've kept our music alive. Conjunto music is basically what's heard most in the west side, south side of San Antonio. We've continued to provide product and make it accessible for our customers with our style of music. We've just survived somehow. It's no regrets.
Grit. This is determination.
No, yes, it's determination. It's pride. It's pride mainly of anything. We know that, when my parents opened, we've lasted a long time with our stores. We had three stores at one time, there in the West Side operating up to 1980. And in order to compete, we had to close down two and kept on operating with one. But we provide a certain style of music to our customers, and I think that's what's kept us alive and kept us moving. My father being a composer of music and author of, popular songs like El Gato Negro and Mi Negra Suerte have been recorded all over the country. It's a legacy in itself of what he's created it for us. So it's pride. We're fueled by pride.
And we get an email from Mark, Bowler's Meat and Grocery Store, truly a treasure on South Flores, the greatest fajita meat in the world, he says. Another email from Diego, he asked a question, I would like to know the significance and purpose of this award. How are the recipients chosen, and where can a business apply? So back to Shannon Miller from the Office of Historic Preservation.
So we're really encouraging nominations from anyone. Absolutely. We would love to hear from businesses themselves or people that frequent them that think they should be nominated. I mean, anyone can email us at ohp@sanantonio.gov or, as I mentioned, through social media using the hashtag LegacyBizSA. That's either one of those methods is fine. But there's no really formal application process. We just really want people to submit the nominations, and then we'll be announcing kind of waves of legacy businesses. And, it's really part of our larger Scout SA initiative, which encourages San Antonians to get out and explore the city and then, really get to know these unique places and discover new things that they maybe haven't tried before. And then the last part is really to celebrate these things, these special places in our community that are a part of our authenticity and our identity to make sure that we're celebrating them and promoting them.
Another email from Haley. San Antonio's Downtown 2020 initiative has been spurred on by too much artificial development. I worry that it has spiraled out of control, and these measures to overcorrect won't be enough or be done quickly. So with so much displacement happening in San Antonio, from Mission Trails to the Soapworks problem, I'm not sure that the city can be trusted to properly protect legacy businesses. The city has opened the door to speculators and international developers. Is this a whiff of regret? I don't believe that the growth that has happened in San Antonio is sustainable, and it's ripping our town apart. So again, back to you, Shannon Miller at the Office of Historic Preservation. That's one person's view.
Yeah, and obviously what's important is that there's always a balance. Economic development is important for our city, and but we're all very committed to evaluating each thing as it comes along and make sure that this is right for our community, and particularly in the World Heritage area. We work closely with the World Heritage Office and other stakeholders to kind of think about what impacts that individual developments might have on the overall character of our city, and legacy businesses are a huge part of that. We held, when we announced that Del Bravo was going to be a legacy business, we held a storytelling event, and it was amazing how many people came out. I mean, it's clearly a beloved member of the community, and, you know, we just think we're going to see a lot more of that as we recognize these businesses.
I'm going to bring in a caller. This is Jim Cullum. Many of you know Jim Cullum from his he's famous in San Antonio for his band, Happy Jazz Band. Jim, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. Glad to talk to everybody. I was going to comment on the music stores on Southside. And there is Rodriguez Music that's been there for about 50 years on South Cross. It's about midway between Highway I-35 and going east to Pleasant Road and on South Cross. And you kind of need to know where it is that you can get the address. I don't have the exact number on South Cross. But Rodriguez Music is a fantastic San Antonio legacy business. Pete Rodriguez, who's now elder statesman in this kind of business, and his son Hugo run this business, and they repair instruments, and they sell band instruments. Most they're all, almost all together band instruments. They do repair work for people in the symphony, for me, for people in my group. And they're absolutely fantastic craftsmanship work over there. I mean, an old-fashioned shop that the guy built. It's in his garage, but the garage has been expanded several times, so it's a full shop where they do plating and re-lacquering of instruments, complete rebuilding. But they also sell new instruments. So it's a band service shop. So I just wanted to let you guys, since you're talking about Southside legacy businesses.
And what do you think about helping these businesses be sustainable as troubled times come ahead?
Well, of course, everybody wants to see these old San Antonio legacy businesses not only survive but prosper. We all do. I mean, it's part of the character of our city. It's exactly what you guys are talking about. It gives the city a certain kind of flavor. You know, when I have people and they come to town, that just for example, I'm talking about, they want to go to Rodriguez Music. Doc Severinsen goes out there. And, you know, when he comes to town, for example, he's a famous guy. And because of the atmosphere of the place, you like to go. And musicians, we all go there at Christmas. We all hang out together. It's a place that has more than just where you go to get a clarinet player, buy some reeds or something. And it's more to it than that. And Mrs. Rodriguez died early this week, one of the critical members of that business, and the church was packed with musicians and friends on the South Side. And so the place has got its own very strong legacy. Well, we want these places, of course, to prosper, and I urge anybody listening to try to support these legacy businesses.
All right.
It's part of what gives our city its character.
All right, Jim Cullum, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue our conversation talking about legacy businesses in San Antonio. You know, a band is a business. I don't know if they would qualify for something like this, something to think about. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. The number to call in is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. What would help small businesses thrive in San Antonio? Share your experience about discovering the hidden gems of the South Side and beyond when we come back.
This week on Fronteras, Minorities in Education. From a financial academy that offers classes in 50 languages to serve its refugee students, to recruiting Hispanic students into nursing.
This is how you start. This is the prerequisites you need. And if you're interested, we're going to now connect you with a mentor so that they can help you along the way.
Download Fronteras wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about small businesses in San Antonio, businesses that are owned by a multi-generational family, and they've been doing things and being active in the community forever, since you can remember. And sometimes, you know, times get tough. Someone in the family gets sick or they die, and they just come, eventually you got to realize we got to close doors. Maybe it might be someone who wants to take over, but it's hard and they need help. Well, what can we do to make sure that these legacy businesses stick around? They provide the character and the identity of San Antonio in so many ways. What do you think ought to be done? There are some businesses like this that you want to recognize, maybe by giving them a shout out on the radio. You're going to give them the boost that they need in order to keep the doors open. The number to call in is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And Colleen Swain, you're the director of the City of San Antonio's World Heritage Office. You're involved in this process. And as you started doing this investigation, looking for businesses that deserve this recognition, what did you find?
Well, we found we have a rich list of businesses on the South Side. There have been businesses that have been since 102, 103 years, continue to be owned by the same family. So we have a rich legacy. And we know that World Heritage visitors are looking for an authentic experience. And we really have the opportunity to leverage this designation. And so when our visitors come to see the missions, there's more on the South Side to see than just our missions. You can eat at the restaurants that have been owned by successive generations, experience authentic culture. And so this is just a part of trying to get ahead of this and make sure that we're there to support these businesses and that they are recognized and they have the tools that they need to be successful.
And Shannon Miller, the Office of Historic Preservation for the City of San Antonio, a lot of these businesses are in buildings that are architecturally very interesting. And, you know, if we don't take care of them, then they get knocked down, right?
Yes, it's true. It is a danger. And that is something that is really one of our motivations behind the creation of this program, is to also help be a resource for these businesses. Now, obviously, the pilot grant program that Colleen spoke about is only in the World Heritage area right now. But hopefully, if it's successful, which we think it will be, then, you know, we'll begin to have the conversation about expanding those programs citywide. And there are a lot of things that we can do short of giving grant money, too, that we can help identify technical assistance for businesses and help with marketing, as I mentioned, of the legacy businesses. And so we really want to help these businesses thrive and continue to be successful.
And let's go to the phone lines. The number is 210-614-8980. If you want to shout out to a business, a local historic business that you think is kind of a hidden little secret needs to be told. This is Cynthia. Cynthia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I was just wondering how development and gentrification affect the assessment, the tax base, and, you know, how it's affecting what these people have to pay in rents or taxes, because many businesses have to move out because of rents going up or, you know, taxes on their property going up. And what is being done to hold on to these people and not, you know, force them out through taxes?
All right. Thank you for the call, Cynthia. So Andrew Aguiano, the executive director of Southside First, the changing real estate market that's happening on the South Side, that's impacting these businesses and the decisions that they have to make in staying open or not.
Right. And I think that, you know, those are things that we have to take into consideration. But we also have to take into consideration that, especially when I look at, like, the economic conditions, historical economic conditions, right, a lot of times we're just trying to raise that condition to the average, right? And I think that that's important for us to look at. And what that means to me is that for a long time there has been this, and you're going to hear you talk about the economic equity and this whole conversation about income segregation, that sort of stuff. Some of our communities have had a depressed designation, so they didn't even have access to capital from traditional lending sources.
Yeah, there's been a lack of banks even.
Yeah,
in these areas.
Right, a lack of banks. So you do have, especially in some of these commercial spaces, you know, it's important for us and banks and institutions and for the city. I think that's why this program is so important, because the city is investing in these businesses, in this corridor. So I don't really, right now, we don't, especially on the south side, we've sort of been moving more gingerly than maybe other parts of the city. And I think Colleen could probably agree with that. We haven't, it hasn't been a bull rush of development.
Right, but the South Side has kind of enjoyed, it's some sort of it's been ignored for so long. Right. And in a way, I mean, it's, that's not great, but also you get to kind of develop your own sort of way of doing things. And now that maybe there's some development coming in there, they want to build multi-unit housing around the missions and all these things are coming. Now some property that before wouldn't have gotten a whole lot of attention says, wow, that would have been great to put a, you know, name your fast food restaurant here type of a corner. And instead, and there's a legacy business there, and the owner's got to say, man, they're offering me all this money. I'd like to retire. This is hard work. How do I deal with that? And so, Colleen?
And that's why this pilot program is so important, because we want to assist them, and we want to make sure that that authenticity remains. It's a pilot. We are providing matching grants again. We're also providing capacity building access to courses, but we're also partnering with Lift Fund and LISC to provide hopefully access to low interest loans for these businesses. So we need to identify these businesses, have the opportunity to work with them to see what we can do together to ensure that they remain sustainable and that they don't leave our communities.
All right, let's go to the phones with Rhoda. And Rhoda, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, I am in the process of making my morning smoothie. Therefore, with an empty stomach, I tend to have a fuller head. And I was listening, and all of a sudden I thought, what about a co-op? People would be vetted, and if they seemed like they had experience, they had follow-through, that they could help make it be a thriving business again. And I'm a musician, and I just had this thought that it could be a co-op music store and venue.
All right, Rhoda, thank you for that interesting idea. We appreciate that. Let's move on to Victor. And Victor, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to give a recognition to Steve and Sons Door Company. They've actually started off as a lumber company here in San Antonio in 1866, and now they're a large manufacturer of doors. They have two production facilities on Centennial and Humboldt, and, you know, over 150 years, that's not bad, and actual production jobs, which is great.
All right, Victor, we appreciate that, because jobs, that's a big part of this as well. You are a job provider. It may be a family business, but you're also bringing other people from the area to come in and develop skills and get a paycheck. And so, Andrew, at Southside First, that's another component of this.
Right. You know, we believe that, you know, the best place to create jobs with our small businesses. And so if we're able to build their capacity, then that allows them to grow their businesses and get bigger. So, matter of fact, today, right now, as we're speaking, one of the programs we have is we have an Echelegas small business workshop. And so we're bringing programming to the South Side. Right now it's at, actually it's happening right now at Cortez Library in District 4, which is the Southwest Side. And we put registration out last Tuesday. And by Sunday night, I already had 30 RSVPs, which was my capacity. And this was getting your business on Google, right? And how the digital age, if your business isn't on Google, in a lot of ways, you don't exist. And so a lot of small businesses need that support. And that's just another piece of how do we give them, build capacity to grow small businesses, not only in the South Side, but all over the San Antonio. There's a lot of organizations out there doing that. You know,
it's a skill,
right. And so, and being aware of that is we're by far not the only ones doing
so.
This.
Javier Gutierrez over at Del Bravo Record Shop, you guys have seen the changing, what's happening with the internet and all that stuff. That's hit you guys hard, and you got to realize how to plug into that. So, and is this the kind of help that a business like yours really needs?
Of course, it would help us. you know, we could only do so much with technology. We know only so much. Right now, we promote ourselves through Facebook, basically. You know, everything, our announcements and things we do it through Facebook. But there's other ways of doing it. And as Andrew was saying, that there, if you could get on Google Maps and there's someone to show you how to get there, then we would like that service. We would like that opportunity to join in on something like that, because it's going to help our business. It's going to keep us out there. So in order for us to succeed.
So when you say that you're in Facebook, are you just doing posts on Facebook, or are you buying ads on Facebook?
No, we're doing posts. Basically, we do postings on Facebook.
So because we're learning that when you're able to target people specifically on what they want. If someone likes something one of your record stars, one of your music makers, and then suddenly that would catch the attention of the Facebook algorithm, and then they would be getting ads for your shop, or even based upon their location, where they are. And so these are the types of things: how to buy these ads, how much it would cost, what's the calculus in trying to make this thing work out for you. It can be very, very low cost and highly effective, but you got to know how to do it.
Of course you do. And it's hard for us, and we kind of try to juggle everything at the same time. Like my dad used to say, I'm the pitcher, catcher, and the outfielder at the same time. So, you know, it's hard.
A one-man wrecking crew. All right, so we're going to keep talking about local businesses here in San Antonio. What are some of local restaurants that you think are multi-generational legacy, need to be mentioned, that you would hate to see close their doors? Remember the Malt House? We hated to see that go down. We don't want more of those. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this break. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the backbone of San Antonio's economy. That's our small businesses. And there are some small businesses that have been here for generations, and they have done more than just providing services. They are amplifying the culture and character of San Antonio. And it surely is a shame when we see some of these just finally close their doors one last time. And we want to help these guys stay in business and keep doing what they love doing. But they got to make sure that the math works out for them. And there's a new program in the city of San Antonio with the Office of Historic Preservation to recognize these legacy businesses. And the city council will be looking to provide final approval for a grant program for some businesses like this that fall into the World Heritage Zone, which is around the missions. If you got a business in mind that you think we ought to know about, it doesn't have to be in the South Side. It can be all over San Antonio. Like Tip Top Cafe, these places been around forever. We hate to see them go away forever. The number is 210-614-8980. Give us a shout out. So we did get another email, and this is from Sam, and he says, I saw on Facebook that this award was in recognition for contributions to San Antonio's cultural heritage. I would like to know what these contributions were and if they have any other cultural projects that citizens can participate in. So Shannon Miller at the Office of Historic Preservation.
Sure. Well, I mean, the Legacy Business Program is really helping to perpetuate different types of businesses that make San Antonio unique, and that is an important part of our cultural history. And so places like Del Bravo Record Shop, but then also, as you've mentioned, restaurants and bars, and maybe even places that teach traditional craft, or who teach like music instruction. I mean, things like that. That kind of anything that really perpetuates something that is part of our local culture and our local authenticity. And so those are the kinds of things that we're really trying to highlight through this program. And we encourage people, not just today, we'd love to hear from them today on the show, but moving forward, as people think about these things, they can reach out to us or find us on social media and really help to highlight these businesses and encourage their friends to frequent them as well.
All right. And not order something online. Maybe go, you know, get in your car
exactly.
And go someplace and buy it there. Marcus is on the line. Marcus, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'd like to, first of all, give a shout out to our art business that's been around for over 50 years, and that's Harold Art and Framing on Roosevelt Street. I am a local artist myself, Marcus Herta, and I really benefited from this business because, it's the kind of a business that has been around one for a very, very long time and has really helped and supported many artists here in San Antonio. And, you know, here in San Antonio, we're an apex. You know, we're really growing. And, you know, we've always been considered to be that big city with a small town kind of feel. And I think it's so important that what your show is doing, which is wonderful, highlighting the legacy of businesses that have really started and have really maintained that hometown kind of connecting feeling that we get when we go to Mieta's, when we go to Harold's Art Supply Store, when we, you know, go into a wonderful glass shop like Garcia Art Glass. You know, all these wonderful businesses are to be really looked upon and really hopefully maintained, because these can become institutions per se and really, really still contribute to what the city is about, San Antonio. You know, they say keep Austin weird, and, you know, we're known to keep San Antonio lame. But really, I think San Antonio is not lame. I think it's a very wonderful kind of city that we can come in and we can create whatever we want to create, because there's so many people who are willing to contribute, willing to support. And I think that our city council is doing a really good job, and your show is doing just a fantastic job in really, really, really highlighting the treasures, the hidden treasures that we have here that we've always had.
Marcus, thank you for the call, and I say keep San Antonio real. That may be our new slogan, keep San Antonio real going forward. Here's another caller. This is Jim. Hey, Jim, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
When it comes to a local authentic restaurant, I think Bill Miller really is underrated. I think, there's always a hot new barbecue place that comes around, but Bill Miller is a place that's employed so many people, kept everyone fed for an affordable price. And to me, even though I'm trying to go plastic free in 2018, there's nothing more San Antonio than a Texas tea bucket. So I think it's just really representative of what we're all about here in San Antonio.
They started on the south side.
All right, Jim. So, and say that again.
And they started on the south side.
Okay, they did. And they are a big company now, and they do contribute in many ways to the community. A lot of callers here, so I'm going to try and blast through here. This is Pam. Pam, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, I just bought a house in Palm Heights on the south side a little over a year ago. I ditched a big house in a gated community in Stone Oak to move to the south side. I love it. In Palm Heights, we have a place called Oscar's Puffy Tacos on Czar Zamora. It's been there since the 50s. It's our neighborhood place. It's where we go, you know, two nights a week when I don't want to cook. And sadly, the city is trying to put an overpass there right in front of Oscar's to go across the railroad tracks there at Czar Zamora and Frio City Road. The Palm Heights Neighborhood Association, we've been trying to convince the city to do an underpass versus an overpass, because not only Oscar's, but there's going to be several family businesses there at that intersection that are going to go away if they put the overpass. So everybody, go eat at Oscar's Puffy Tacos and support the underpass versus the overpass, because we cannot lose our neighborhood restaurants.
All right, Pam, thank you for the call. Keeping an eye on that that's developing story, and we're going to see how we can provide some coverage for that moving forward. And here, this is Eddie. Eddie, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I was calling to bring up a bunch of independent pharmacies, which are often overlooked as small businesses. I feel that, for example, I married into one. We are Ortiz Pharmacy in the West Side. It is a third-generation pharmacy. It's been there for over 75 years, and it's not just us. There's Davila Pharmacy, there's South Sand Pharmacy. Most of these pharmacies are passed down, you know, they're generational. And I think it's just harder and harder, and there's less of us because of the CVS's and the Walgreens popping up, and I just thought it was an interesting point to bring up.
Eddie, I'm glad you did. Thank you for calling in. And so talk about this program moving forward. I mean, what is the objective, Shannon Miller, for this program?
So we're really asking people to identify and explore and celebrate these legacy businesses in the city. And the objective ultimately is to help perpetuate and make sure that those businesses remain in our community and that they remain a part of our culture and our authenticity, because again, that is so much of what both residents and visitors are looking for. You know, nobody goes to visit the a normal mall in another city. They want to go someplace interesting or unique. And we know that that's what people are looking for in San Antonio as well. And we want to make sure that we're helping to perpetuate those businesses.
And Andrew Anguiano over at the Southside First, you said that you guys have been in existence for about 6 months and you're overwhelmed with people wanting to get your services.
Right. Yeah, I know. And, you know, that was the thing. We officially launched 6 months ago, but we were doing about a year of assessments before we finally started implementing our program. And so, you know, I was there's a lot of folks looking for a strategic partner in that side of town, on our side of town, because we know there's a demand. We have a lot of small businesses. And so we're happily doing that. And like I was mentioning earlier, one of those partners has been SCORE Mentors, and they've been we've been connecting them to businesses on the South Side. We're looking at working with Launch SA. That's another program that city funded, and we're excited about bringing them and bringing programs to the South Side. So yeah, there has been a tremendous amount of folks that wanted to partner with us, and we're happy to be a convener and do the best we can with what we have at the time.
And Javier Gutierrez, owner of Del Bravo Record Shops, what's the future look like for your record shop?
We're good. We continue with bringing out more and more vinyl into our store. We see that there's people looking for that now, you know, trying to find turntable needles, which is hard to find for a customer. So we see a good future. We keep on hanging in there. We've been through, you know, highs and lows, and we continue pressing forward. Like I said, we're proud of our store, and I think that's what keeps us going.
You think people should make a pilgrimage to your store?
I think they should. I think they should. I think they'll find it interesting. And as mentioned before, we have a lot of interesting businesses in our city. We're just fortunate and humbled to have received the Legacy Award. And it's something we never expected.
And Colleen Swain, you keep talking about how tourists come to San Antonio. They want to experience authentic San Antonio. We need people who live in San Antonio to experience authentic San Antonio, be a tourist in your own city.
That's correct. And I should say that the pilot program does cover some businesses in downtown as well as on the South Side. And
there's like a hat blocker there I can think of that might be good.
Paris Hatters. Yeah. There's Shiloh's. There's several legacy businesses in the downtown area. So it's not just about the visitors. We want our residents to frequent these businesses as well.
And after we wrap up the show, but people can continue to make recommendations and let people know about this. So Shannon Miller, how do we follow up?
Yes, we can be reached at ohp@sanantonio.gov or on social media at SA Preservation, and it's #LegacyBizSA.
All right. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Keep San Antonio real. Thanks for listening.